Fox City's Score Chapter and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us on a sunny Saturday morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony.
As you said, another gorgeous day, so
yep.
We've been getting lucky this year.
We are, and as Joey indicated, it's going to continue to be pretty warm, so every warm one is one less cold one.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great show for you this morning. Our guest is Mark Shropshire. And Mark is the owner of Motion Synergy Physical Therapy, LLC, who started his company about 10 years ago. And we're going to get right to it, and we'll give out the phone numbers in a few minutes. But we want to say good morning, Mark, and welcome to our program this morning.
Good morning, Tony. Hi, Randy.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Mark. What do you do, and what does your company do? What is it all about?
Yeah, I'm a licensed physical therapist, and I graduated in 1985 from Boston University and came back to the Midwest and opened up. My first job was with St. Elizabeth Hospital,
mm-hmm.
and worked there for 10 years, and then joined a friend who owns a private practice. And then I thought imitation is the most sincerest form of flattery. So about 10 years into that, I thought, and this was 10 years ago now, I'm going to go ahead and launch my own business. There's a niche practice opportunity. I have some expertise. I thought I had some a unique skill set, and so I'm a practicing physical therapist in a small clinic on the corner of Drew and Wisconsin, and have been primarily targeting and trying to assist people with head, neck, and jaw pain to find relief. So it's a specialized manual physical therapy, a hands-on customized treatment approach.
Mm-hmm. And when you started, it was 10 years ago, about 10 years ago?
Went through the ESEED program in 2005 mm-hmm. and opened my doors January 1, 2006. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you were in the business of developing a business plan, and you needed some help and some guidance, and some folks came to your help.
The Venture Center wasn't called that at the time, but it was an opportunity for me to kind of get over some of that fear and trepidation mm-hmm. associated with kind of taking the plunge, so to speak. So that was a forum that allowed me to broaden my network of business connections mm-hmm. and also forced me to work through the business plan side of things, which was something I needed.
And Mark, when you said before that you had worked a number of things, what led you into this line of therapy and medical activity?
Yeah, the jaw joint, I think gets ignored.
Okay. We seem to use it a lot.
We're sure using it right now, and it's an orthopedic joint, just like your knee, your elbow, your shoulder, your wrist, and that needs to be maintained.
Okay.
And there's muscles that need to be strengthened and balanced. It's an area that folks deal with that I think needs to be dealt with a little bit more consistently. There's a hodgepodge of different approaches out there. So, but the head, neck, and jaw area is a specialty area. I was fortunate to work in what was called at the time the Center for Craniomandibular Disorders at St. Elizabeth Hospital, and really felt like that was a calling for me to try to continue to develop some expertise in that
Great.
Area.
Okay, way to go into it then. Okay,
Mark, you indicated also that Bill Devine was some assistance to you as well. He's a SCORE mentor.
He's a SCORE counselor, and Bill and I actually talked yesterday and set up a lunch date. He's someone who was in the business of pharmacy, and so he mm-hmm. could relate to the healthcare arena and mm-hmm. the third party payer piece of things, and was just a excellent listener. Asked wonderful, insightful, challenging questions mm-hmm. to make sure that I kind of had my act together.
Well, I think, Randy, that it goes to the point that SCORE is for the life of your business. It's not just to get the business started, but it's also to stay with the client as long as the client needs some assistance.
Right. I know you do. I've got some of my clients that I've been working with for as many as 6 years now and come back on a regular basis just to get, well, like you do, to get tuned up a little bit, you know, that brain muscle that needs to be working a little bit more when it comes to operating your business. So that's one of the things we love to do is have people come back.
So. Mark, since you started your business, you did a business plan back then. Do you look at that every year? I mean, do you look at that on a regular basis to kind of stay on track?
You know, honestly, I should. It's probably less frequent than that, Tony. It's a work in process though, and it helps me. It's more of a reminiscence kind of exercise at this point in time. But it was a benchmark. It was something we looked at. I do it with my patients all the time. You target and identify a goal. You want to achieve that goal, but you always want to tweak your goal and modify it as new information becomes available.
And I think that's a really important point because at SCORE, we work with clients all the time to build your business plan, put your thoughts down on paper and put your assumptions behind your numbers and define your marketing and your client. But after you've been in business for 10 years, you've been practicing that, and you're innately doing a lot of that already. And I think it's the discipline that started in the beginning carries through to the rest of the business.
I would agree with that. And the other thing that I feel like I did is I recognized, hey, I'm not the numbers guy. I'm the therapist.
Right.
And so I need to have people on my team that I can delegate some of these tasks to. So, that's been instead of me trying to demand that of myself, I feel like I need to do the things I'm better at and let somebody else do the things they're better at.
And that's one of the strengths of a successful entrepreneur is to recognize their limitations and then select the trusted people they can find to help them with that information to make those decisions. We're going to take our first quick break here. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton Market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. We're here with Mark Shropshire. Mark is the owner of Motion Synergy Physical Therapy LLC, and we're talking about how he started his business 10 years ago. Before we continue with Mark, we'd like to just give you a little bit of information about our local SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. We are located in a chamber building in downtown Appleton. We have about 53 mentors in our chapter right now. And we service an 8-county area from Appleton down to Fond du Lac. We have offices in Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac. And we offer free confidential mentoring assistance to people who want to start a business. Or if you're in business, we will help you grow your business. And we have experts in the areas of IT and marketing, HR, process, production, banking, cash flow, accounting, finance. If you have a question about your business or you have an opportunity, you just don't know how to approach it, give us a call at 734-7101, 734-7101 at the Chamber office, Or you can reach us at foxcities.score.org on the website, and you can fill out an application for mentoring, and someone will be with you probably within 48 hours, 2 to 3 days, they'll be talking to you. So, yes, Randy.
Yeah, Tony, you didn't mention one of the things that, you know, in addition to the number of mentors we have, we have some very, very well-known mentors who are award winners that we have, and I'd like to just recognize that. Tony has been recognized as the
Joyce Spitoff Exceptional Mentor Award, and
right.
Will be recognized next Tuesday, the 19th, at the Radisson Paper Valley.
So, congratulations for that.
Thank you.
It's always good when people recognize the work that some of our mentors do. So, we have an award winner here. So, congratulations, Tony.
Thanks, Randy. Thanks, Mark. But again, if you're in business or you're going to start a business and you need some free confidential mentoring, SCORE is a great organization for you to contact. And we are a national organization affiliated with the SBA. We've been around for 50 years. And our chapter here in the Fox Cities is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year.
Yep.
So, we weren't too far behind
the
guys who had the idea 50 years ago. So with that, we're going to turn back to Mark, but before we do, I'll give out the phone number. If you have a question for Mark, how he started his business, or if you have a muscle issue and you want to ask Mark a question, 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. Mark, during the break, we were talking about the brain. Tell us about the brain.
Well, you mentioned the muscles, and people can call in with questions about any part of their body, but the most important one is the brain. It really is. I used to think the issue was the tissue, and it's a deal where if you have the saying that I tend to use more these days is no brain, no gain, and so, you know, we're wonderfully constructed, okay?
Oh, yes, we are.
And our limbic system, which is our primitive brain, kicks in whenever we are under duress or under stress or feeling threat. We just got off of Halloween. I don't know. Do you guys like going to those haunted houses?
I love it.
Do you really?
I love it. I scream right back
at
them.
I can take it or leave it, but.
Well, what that does, obviously, somebody jumps out at you, whether it's, somebody on game day, college game day, like Kirk Herbstreit got jumped last Saturday. Anyway, the body responds with a reflexive freeze or flight or fight. And people know about that. Well, freeze is paralysis. Freeze is
you're a victim.
You're immobilized. Okay.
Yeah, you're going to get eaten.
And some people get stuck in that immobility,
right.
And so they need to recognize that motion is necessary. And some folks can overcome that. They go to a haunted house and they leave the haunted house. They're laughing. They're smiling. They had a great time. You're one of those people.
Yeah.
I have some other folks that I work with that if they went to one of those, they would be jacked up and autonomically revved for weeks.
Yeah,
and so
great.
we need to be able to and have strategies to downregulate our nervous systems.
Right. Okay. Now you had an interesting perspective on no brain, no gain, or no pain, no gain.
Well, yeah.
Define that, would you?
Well, and you come to a physical therapist and, you know, welcome to PT. And while PT does not stand for pain and torture, I try to reassure people because pain has a negative connotation, but it really serves a very important purpose. So I've gone to this, if you spell it properly, K-N-O-W pain.
So if you understand it.
K-N-O-W, gain. So if you know pain, you know how to gain and how to really...
The pain is telling you something about their body, isn't it?
It is.
There's something wrong.
There needs to be a context. And I, you know, the best example that here we are, this wonderful fall, the leaves are blowing, super windy. Randy, do you have one of those motion detector lights outside your house where...
There are some on the building,
Yeah, and there's one here outside the radio station, obviously. So that thing went off like crazy. Well, every time a leaf blew by, it would activate the alarm.
Ah, that's always good.
And it's like, okay, now... And I think we in healthcare oftentimes go looking for the leaf. Now, what set off the alarm? which leaf was it that set off the alarm? Mm-hmm. What you really need to do is get up on a ladder carefully and adjust the sensitivity on the sensor so that it doesn't go off when a leaf blows by.
Mm-hmm.
Our brains are the same way. We have little dials like Joey D has over here in his studio. He needs to turn that dial down. He turned the volume down on each of our headsets before we started the show today, and we have ability to do that.
We can ignore the little things, like the little leaves, the little leaves that are of no consequence.
I
or control
think
them.
I don't know if we can ignore it, but I think we can ascribe the proper meaning to it.
Okay.
It's not a crisis. It's not an intruder.
It's
a leaf.
Got it.
Don't overreact.
Got it.
Let the limbic system do what the limbic system does, but then let your higher brain centers override.
We're going to learn more about the limbic system in about 3 minutes when we come back after this break. And this is really good stuff because stay tuned. We're going to learn about the amygdala gland. If you don't know what the amygdala gland is, you could have an amygdalian seizure or an amygdalian fit, and you wouldn't even know what's going on. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Hailing CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Welcome back to BizTalk. We're having a lot of fun on the breaks. We're going to have fun on the show. We're going to give out the phone number here in a minute, but we want to share a little bit more with you about the SCORE chapter here. In addition to the free mentoring and the free counseling that we do that is all confidential, and again, you can reach us at foxcities.score.org to sign up for some mentoring sessions. We also do some seminars, and we've had a number of seminars this year.
Right.
Randy just summarized what we've done, and we've got one coming up on December 16th, but we got to nail down the details yet.
Right. The past seminars we've done, of course, was the Simple Steps program, which is about 16 hours on how to start your business and get things going. It's an excellent program. We've also done a number of partnerships with CAP Services, where we had programs on cash flow, how to do networking, social media.
Social media, yeah.
The one coming up is going to be on business accounting and how that all affects your business.
Like so, taxes and stuff?
Things like that, yeah. And planning for it.
Interesting stuff.
Planning for it, how to work with it. So that'll be Kurt Haling. Kurt is with Albertson Haling, one of our sponsors, but he's going to be being the presenter. And we'll have more on that information. Anytime you're looking for information about what we're doing that way, just go out to the SCORE website, which is foxcities.score.org, and check out for local seminars and local programs, and they'll be listed there for you.
Great. Also, just want to mention that a couple of weeks ago, we had Amy Peach on with Doug Schock at Fox Valley Tech, and they talked about their 1 million cups program, and they launched it on October 28th. And every Wednesday morning at 9 to 10 at the Bordini Center at Fox Valley Tech, they're going to have a session. So if you're interested in that, why don't you just show up at the Fox Valley Tech from 9 to 10 on Wednesday morning. It's a million cups program, and it's an effort by the national, it's a national effort to help entrepreneurs support each other in being successful.
I had the opportunity to go to the first one, and it was very, very interesting, very informal, and very comfortable. So if you're an entrepreneur and want to get started, it's a great way to find out what's going on.
Also want to thank our sponsors who help bring us, bring you the program each weekend. Without these sponsors, we couldn't bring on great guests like Mark Shropshire at Motion Synergy Physical Therapy LLC. And we're talking about brains this morning, so it's very much fun. The sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, as Randy mentioned, Albertson Hailing CPAs. Kurt Hailing is a partner there. Also want to thank Sarah DeBruin at Legal Business Edge. Sarah is an attorney, and she specializes just in business law. So if you have any questions about your contracts or anything to do with your business, give Sarah a call at Legal Business Edge. Also want to thank Bank First National. They're putting up a new office out on West Wisconsin Avenue. It should be open probably in January, I think. We're welcoming them to the community. They're basically based out of Manitowoc, but they have offices throughout the Fox Valley in eastern Wisconsin. Also want to thank Candale Creative, Mike Pulvermacher and his team. They built BizTalkWithScore.com. That's our BizTalk website where we archive all of our programs. And you can go re-listen to a program or listen to one if you missed it at BizTalkWithScore.com. Thanks, Mike. Finally, you want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News. It's a biweekly periodical that contains a lot of helpful, good business information about East Central Wisconsin. For $20 a year, it provides you with a lot of great information and opportunities for your business. So if you're not subscribed to it, you really should be. For $20 a year, the Business News. Thanks, Jerry, and thanks, Mr. Mader.
Okay.
Larry.
Okay.
Now, we were talking at the break about the brain and the know and the know, and where were we going to go with this?
Well, you were gonna talk about the we were doing some breathing exercises. That's one of the tools that we teach in the clinic is diaphragmatic breathing. We don't do that very often unless you're a musician or you've been trained in it or you've gone through Lamaze. Breathing is a wonderful tool for helping to downregulate your system. Sleep is really important too. I don't think we fully recognize how important sleep architecture is and regular sleep patterns. Our bodies don't do well when we don't get sleep. A lot of people think, I don't sleep because I'm hurting. I think there's been more and more evidence to suggest that you're hurting because you don't sleep. Mm. So it's a, you know, chicken or egg kind of proposition. But yeah, you brought up the amygdala, and if anybody was able to attend the talk that was given by Richard Davidson at Lawrence University a week ago Thursday, investigatinghealthyminds.org is his website. He talks about that portion of the brain, and it's kind of where you learn how to be resilient. It's sort of how you recover. It goes back to what we were talking about, how if you have an episode of threat or pain, can you recover from that quickly? You need your amygdala to be fine tuned in order for that to be possible.
If you have a question on the amygdala, I'll give out the numbers real quick, and then Randy's got one.
Okay,
it's 281-1150. Call us in Appleton at 281-1150. Really, this is a good time for you to call and learn about physical therapy and some of the fun things we're talking about. 281-1150.
I'm sorry, Tony. Tell us your success story. I mean, people out there that have been helped by a couple of ideas related to motion and how to deal with emotion and things of that sort.
Yeah, those success stories are good. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 866-887-1150.
Yeah, one of the things, you know, when we're talking to people about starting a business and so on, it is stressful. And how does, this kind of stress, how can you work with that with using some of the techniques and programs that you have?
Well, again, that's a tough one. I think you gotta look at your circumstance. I think it helps to have a circle of support. You need a it's always nice if you can have a family mm-hmm. member that can be a confidant or a close friend that you can, or a SCORE counselor, someone that you mm-hmm. can bounce ideas off of. But I think it's nice to know that some of the fear you're feeling about hiring a new employee or taking out a loan or adding some new software is normal and natural, and it actually is your friend. You're supposed to be, you make better choices when your body is revved up and ready to engage.
And you were testimony to that, Mark, because you went through the eSeed program, you talked to Bill Devine at SCORE, you sought other assistance because these things were causing you those frozen moments.
Mm-hmm.
And basically you found out you can overcome them. We can overcome these moments in our lives.
And we all know people that are inherently positive. They're glass half full kind of people. And that those people are energizing. And there's also those people that are, how do you feel today? Oh, I'm just not really that good right mm-hmm. now. Your self-talk is another one of those tools that can be very, very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Now at the amygdala gland, that's an interesting, because it's at the root of so much of how we react to different things. We can control that. We can learn to control that.
I don't know if we can control the gland, but I think there's evidence to suggest that there are chemical changes that and activity changes that take place when you change your outlook and your perspective,
Maybe gaining more information about the issue will make you feel more comfortable, because sometimes we're afraid of what we don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Knowledge is power. And I think, the increase in heart rate that I was feeling at the beginning of today's show.
Randy's fault.
Well, my mouth is kind of dry. I got a bottle of water here. And,
is that what that
you know,
is?
Am I having a stroke? Is my heart okay?
Yeah.
Do I need to call for assistance? No, I'm in a
strange environment.
Strange environment, a little out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And I just have to kind of talk myself off the edge or away from the edge
mm-hmm.
and, talk about look before we leap, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
But I know it's okay, and I just keep repeating that to myself, and hopefully, yeah, massage my amygdala a little bit indirectly. And I think it's kind of funny. Star Wars is coming up. People are Star Wars fans. we're asking you to consider. We're just all wishing you from BizTalk is may the Force be with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Who was the heroine in the last movie?
Mm-hmm.
Queen Amygdala. Right?
Really?
Yes.
Well, George Lucas is
really
a genius. Wow.
Cool.
You know,
he
I don't
is.
Think that was just kind of a happenstance
he,
thing.
He so. Does have a tendency to slip a few of those in every now and then.
Pretty sneaky. So we all have the Force within us. I know,
I know
I'm getting
a
little esoteric there.
Yeah.
Do you?
I do. I know a queen. I'm not going to name who she is, but she's an Amygdalian queen. So you were talking earlier, Mark, about all these things, these frozen moments in our lives, and we don't understand what's going on, and it causes stress in our lives. And if we don't address it, what are some examples of consequences of unmanaged stress?
Yeah, I think you can find yourself with disruptions in, we see a pattern. We see a pattern in the clinic oftentimes. People come to us with a diagnosis of fibromyalgia. Mm-hmm. Complex regional pain syndrome is another one. Reflex sympathetic dystrophy is what it used to be called. Usually there's some GERD there. Esophageal reflux.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, think about it. When you're nervous, what do you have? That pit in your stomach mm-hmm. or butterflies in my stomach.
Like knots or something.
Knots in your stomach. Yeah. Our bodies are, and our minds are intertwined. No question. And so, some of those things are treated with, Prilosec or some
chemical
muscle relaxer medication and things like that. So I'm not telling anybody to not take their medication, but, to supplement the chemical pharmacological intervention with physical motion-based exercise therapy can again be a real wonderful combination. I think we all should jump around. That's what we should do.
When you say get motion, up and do some jumping.
Yeah, games. you say motion based, and that's part of the obviously the name of your company is the Motion Synergy. How do you use? What kind of motion do you use when you're working with a patient? What do you do?
Well, and everybody is unique. And that's always a frustration I think we face in healthcare is our partners that are the payers are trying to make everybody kind of the same. Mm-hmm. And we're not cookie cutter products. We're wonderfully diverse, each with our own what we call neural matrix. So
okay.
I have to take into consideration, get your history, Randy, find out what your background is and do a little bit of subjective interview. And then we do movement assessment. And, you know, we talked about, boy, you sleep on your stomach. That means, and you always have your head turned to the right, don't you? Yes, I do. It's like, well, can you notice how you can't turn your head to the left now? Yeah. Are you getting headaches? Yeah, I am. Okay, well, we need to address that and work on some upper cervical balancing. You have a little bit of a hearing loss in one ear. That means you tip your head to the one side a lot, don't you? Yeah, boy, I noticed that. So I think the there's alternating isometric type of movement. Some of it's positioning, and it's movement awareness. It really is. I tell people all the time that we don't know what's normal. We just know what's familiar. And
okay.
So some of this is just trying to get familiar with your body and getting in touch. The first time you hopped on a bike, you know, you really struggled. Think about it. And we all did. But now you know how to hop on that bike and you maintain your balance proprioceptively, kinesthetically. Your body knows where it's supposed to be. That's what I'm doing basically.
So a lot of these things are chronic developments. They're very slow over time. You sleep on your stomach and you turn your head to the left or something and you notice chronically over time something's wrong. It doesn't jump out and meet you like that. So you really have to pay attention to what you're doing. Listen to your pain.
And make it your friend. I mean, one of the sayings I like is pain is a defender, not the offender. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, that's how we're wired and hardwired if you can embrace that warning sign, ascribe the proper meaning to it and then learn from that and maybe try an alternative. That's a pretty broad-based answer to your question, but that's what we do every day. And everybody's different. Some people need stretching. Some people need strengthening. Some people need balance and coordination exercises. A lot of people need hands-on treatment, things that we do in the clinic you can find out more about on my website.
Okay. What is your website? How do folks get a hold of you?
Yeah, it's www.motionsynergy.com. The office phone number is 920-730-9400.
I'm sorry. I couldn't write it.
You can slow that one down just a hair.
730-9400.
Okay.
That's a good number.
And you know, if you go on the website, actually you could like me on Facebook, Motion Synergy Physical Therapy, Motion Synergy PT, Mark Schropp, or at Mark Schropp PT is the Twitter handle.
Schropp is Schropp?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're located where again?
The corner of Drew and Wisconsin, just sort of diagonally across the street from the bank. Centrally located in Appleton.
BMO Harris on Wisconsin Avenue there.
Correct.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Didn't want to say that, but well, to help you all.
If you need a business loan, you probably should knock on their doors.
They're a good place to go.
Okay.
We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side, wrap up our conversation with Mark. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're wrapping up our program. We've been talking with Mark Shropshire. Mark is a great physical therapist, been in his own practice for about 10 years, Motion Synergy Physical Therapy, corner of Wisconsin and Drew. Mark has just been a fun program this morning, and it's been really great having you here. Tell us again where folks can reach you.
Sure. I am happy to have you shoot me an email if you wish at info@motionsynergy.com. The website is www.motionsynergy.com, and there's a contact us page on a link on that page as well. The folks at Virtual Tech try to keep me up and running, and I appreciate that. The phone number is 730-9400.
Okay. Yep. And you have a Facebook page?
Facebook is Motion Synergy PT, and the Twitter handle is at Mark Shrop, M-A-R-K-S-H-R-O-P, PT.
Okay. Well, Mark, we've been having a lot of fun talking about things that you do and how you've gotten to where you are. You said it's been 10 years that you've been involved. What do you see as where you're headed? Where do you see your business going?
Well, and I'm excited about the future, first of all, and I've been very fortunate, Randy, to have partnered and aligned myself with like-minded individuals. I've been fortunate to develop some excellent professional relationships with the folks at Advanced Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine, who are out at the Orthopedic and Sports Institute, and I'm anxious to have that continue. You know, the physicians, the dentists, the oral surgeons in the Valley have been so supportive to me, and they're all patient focused. So, we're really fortunate in this area to have a quality healthcare system and alternatives, not necessarily alternatives, but integrative, holistic,
right.
Multifaceted, multidisciplinary treatment out there. So if you're hurting and you need some care, be an advocate, align yourself with a healthcare provider who can help out with you, and realize there's things you can do to train your brain.
Mm-hmm. And they could reach you. Anyone has a question like that, they could call you directly at 730-9400.
Correct. And if we're with patients, leave us a message. We'll call you back.
Yep. Okay. Well, one more thing. We're at that point in the program again where we always come to our guest and ask you for a biz tip for the people who are listening there. So what's your suggestion to people out there?
Well, we talked today about how to take good care of your cranium and your head, neck, and jaw, and the brain contained in your skull. And we have the ability to shape that organ and change the biochemistry and the neuromatrix of it. So my biz tip today is to assume, as we move into Thanksgiving and Veterans Day next week, even more so.
Hooyah. Mm-hmm.
Assume an attitude of gratitude, and you'll be amazed at how it improves your sense of wellness and health.
That's a great idea.
You know, that's so consistent, an attitude of gratitude. It's refocusing our life from ourselves, looking at other people, and we appreciate what we have. Like you mentioned, how you're so appreciative of the relationships you've built around the Valley here, building your practice. When we reach out beyond ourselves to other people, our problems aren't so large anymore. And it really changes our whole perspective on everything.
It's a gift.
Yep.
Yep.
Enjoyed it.
Well, our guest next week is going to be Sarah DeBruin of Legal Business Edge. So if you have some questions on the legalities of being in business, contracts, any issues that come up, please stay tuned for Sarah next week. And Mark, we want to thank you for being our guest this morning. It was a fun program.
Thank you, Tony.
Very informative.
Okay, and yeah, we'll be looking forward then to next week, and thank you all for listening to the Biz Talk Show.
Now, the Badgers are playing this afternoon at Maryland, and we did not get bumped, so they still have to win.
Right, right.
We expect them to win and bump us, but we still expect them to win today.
At the end of the third quarter, stand up and jump around.
Okay. Go Bumpy. Go Bucky.
Okay.
You've been listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox 8 1150 WHBY.